Hey guys, this is a tutorial on how to make glasses, considering a few of you have been asking me. Like these ones here. Not only that, but a few tips and tricks on how to make glasses and what to use. So, I use floral wire, pliers, and to get the lenses so circular, I use either a marker or a paintbrush, or some of you guys could use a pencil, or really anything that's round. Of course, wire comes in all different colors of your choice, but if you're using more cheaper wire, because none of us are rich, it doesn't stay silver, it turns more dark over time, like these ones here. Also, this wire is more durable, so you need pliers to cut it with, whereas like cheaper wire, you can use scissors. So, yeah, there's that. Into the tutorial. First, you have to pick your LPS victim. Any LPS of your choice. I done all the main fives and a lot of commons. Funny enough, these two LPS need glasses. And this cat. But I want to keep it more simple. I'm going to teach you how to make sure your cat glasses. Totally not because this LPS needs glasses. Pause for 1 second. You're probably wondering to yourself, Locke, why aren't you using the custom? And for that I say, I've never, ever made glasses on a custom before because I don't want them chipping or I don't want them getting scratched by accident. So I use the same fake, which is in their mold. And then once the glasses are done, I put it onto the custom. That's me at least. You can do what you want. Whoa, pause again. So important thing that I have to say that kind of needs to be mentioned. Every OPS has different head shapes. Meaning every glasses that you make is going to be different. And you might think that's the most silliest thing ever that I will tell you. Trust me, it is not. The first time I made colored glasses, I didn't know how to make them and I did mess up a lot. They did look ugly. But I got better and now I love making colored glasses. I hated my first attempt so much that I literally destroyed them for LPS colors. Okay, enough of that. Let's get into the tutorial. Not lying this time. Just thought you guys should know. Okay, so first you grab your wire. And what I like to do for the little tail, I kind of estimate how much I want there to be this part of the glasses. And then I take my paintbrush, which is the only thing I use. And then I wrap it around. Just get it to the size you want. And then for the middle, looks a little tricky, but I think it's pretty easy now. Just take your nail, your finger, and then bend it in. Of course, you could try multiple different attempts. If you don't like it, you could just redo it. And then on the other side, you just simply take it and you wrap the wire around. I was fidgeting with it off camera, but I wanted to show you. This side is a little bit bigger and this side is smaller. So just kind of mess around with it until you get it to the same size. That's what kind of makes it look like realistic. Once that's done, you kind of just estimate where you want to cut it. Like there should do. And then twist it off. Okay. So now that you have this shape, you kind of just take the little tail ends and you can make them more out if you'd like. And then you take your pet. Now, sometimes when you're making glasses, yeah, it doesn't always go according to plan. Typically when I'm like in the middle of making glasses, like when I get, when I don't cut it, I usually fit it to the pet. And these aren't short hair glasses. Luck from the future here. If you make the middle part big, small, that will determine what LPSA goes on. That will determine the size of the glasses. I forgot to mention that, and if I was making short hair glasses, it should have been smaller. Sometimes it doesn't go according to plan. Like, it could be completely for a different pet. Oh my gosh, these are really big. These could be dogs in glasses, I just realized. But I kind of want them on him. I feel like that'd be cute. But, then you... Well, before you do that, this is the most trickiest part. Depending on what pet you pick, you kind of just fidget with the glasses. It's just a lot of messing around with the placement and how you want them and how they'll fit on the pet. Okay, so those actually weren't working for the Cocker Spaniel when I was fidgeting with them off camera. But, I think they would look really good on her. So, what you do is... You see all this excess here? You could either, one, cut it, or, what I do... I just cut it, the excess off, and hope for the best. Okay, once that's done, you could do many different styles. You could keep them like this, you could make them round, you could curve them, but I think the most realistic thing is bending your little tails. Just like that. I was messing around with these off camera. They were a little bit of a pain. I think they look super cute. And of course, they don't fall off. You can make your glasses many different ways. You could do the circle. Obviously, the realistic one. You can even make them without the little tails. And of course my oldest pair, which you could have them like that. Or you could have the circles much bigger. There's also these. And you could do very small, thin glasses. You could do really big. If you want to see more glasses, they are on my Instagram, on my Elf with Highlight. I promise, going to my Instagram, I will not bite. I am a very nice person.